Hello, Leo. It's Russell here with your stars for week beginning Saturday, December the 31st, and the whole week ahead. Well, New Year's Eve it might be, but there's no fireworks in your cosmic stars. No, the moon is all alone, but in your seventh house of relationships. So if anything, this new year is all about pondering a relationship that's been, one you're in, or maybe one to come. But whatever way you look at it, no decisions can be made today. But you can at least get a handle on your thoughts when it comes to you and someone else. Here's your Sunday stars. Well, Mars conjuncts Neptune in Pisces. Seductive, no doubt, but it's in your house of sex. Wow, this is very, very, very interesting, this placement. I mean, you know, Mars and Neptune in your house of sex, well, it's try something once and wonder what it's all about. Don't be at all surprised if someone comes up to you with a fantasy they wish to express. Whether you want to take part or not, it's entirely up to you. Here's your Monday stars. Love Moon conjunct Venus in your seventh house. It's all about love. Read about your seventh house in my book, You Can Change Your Life. There's a lot of loving around you. Now, if yesterday was all about a few days when sexual fantasies come out to play, yours or somebody else, and remember it takes two to tango, then today is love as the difference between love as opposed to lust. You get my drift. There's lust out there, but there's love there too. Here's your Tuesday stars. With Venus moving into the sign of Pisces and connecting to Mercury currently moving backwards, there is a need to be careful. And I am talking about money more than anything. If there are money matters which you share with somebody else and financial areas which you need to look into, then the next few weeks should do it. But what I am saying is also, there is going to be a touch of luck coming your way, because something that is not good for someone else is going to be fantastic for you. Here's your Wednesday stars. Mercury now retrogrades, in other words, moved backwards into Sagittarius. What does this mean for you? Well, it means there's a lot of things you've got to be careful about, especially younger people, teenagers especially. They could run amok. They might not tell you the truth, or they might not tell you everything. And so the next few weeks, more than anything, you've got to win the confidence of a younger person around you, but expect there to be fireworks. And here's your Thursday stars. With the moon squaring both the sun, your ruler, and Pluto, it's a difficult day. It's a difficult day if you're a Leo who wants everyone to do your bidding and will. And even worse if somebody else tries to make you do what they want to do. No, it's not a good day. Psychologically, daggers drawn, and there's an abuse of power and a battle of wills. Only compromise will win this day. Here's your Friday stars. A lovely, lovely quartet of aspects from the sign of Aries is perfect for you. Now, if you're thinking of traveling somewhere, or sorting out a vacation, or wanting to go somewhere this new year, doesn't matter when, I'm not bothered. But there is a great urge, an exotic appeal that comes your way now. And I would certainly look in all kinds of ways, online, in travel agents, wherever you like, because there's a place that's calling out, come to me.
This is Russell Grant. Thanks so much for calling. Please call again next week when I'll have some more intriguing insights to share with you, for you.